all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Been the Boss Man Show. I'm on the Boss Report with my man Bone. Bone, I hear that we got some fellas ruffled in the bubble, Bone, about, you know, our interview last week with Coach Van Gundy and our great segment in which certain individuals in the bubble don't like, Bone.
Yeah, for some reason, man. My man Bud, a.k.a. the biggest stan on earth. He's a fan of this show, man. He's like, and if you don't know what that means, Bud, look it up. You are a fan. You are a stalker. Why are you worrying about us? We got a job to do down in the bubble.
Exactly. Like, why is our little old segment so important to you?
Yeah, man. Like, it's like that saying, man. Like coaches say, do your job. But what about your own job, man? Go worry about getting out coached again by Nick Nurse, man. Stop warming up.
Exactly. Because we're discussing Florida man news, not Wisconsin man news.
Right?
So, like, I don't get the correlation to why it's so important.
Yeah, I understand, like, if we're talking about the Buff news, or we're talking about Nick Nurse news, or talking about Bad Beards news, then yeah, then I would get it. But don't worry about us. Do your job.
Thank you. So with that, folks, been waiting on it. It's time for it. It's here. It's the Boss Report. First story is this, Bone. Florida, man, could not get tested for COVID-19. He spears the lady at the testing site, and he cuts off his Johnson in response to not able to get a test.
He hold it up as a trophy? After card off? When you tied with the teacher, as a teacher, that you held it up in pride? What's the point of that? To spear her is whack at first place, but then to cover your own self. To mutilate yourself to prove a point makes no point at all, folks.
It never does. It never does. Florida man teacher begs Florida man governor not to open schools, saying, quote, kids will die, teachers will die, blood will be on you in Donald Trump's hands.
A Florida man said that?
Yes, to the governor.
Florida man anti-governor, anti-Trump?
Yes.
Wow, it's a new day right there. Because, you know, that's his people. That's his base, usually. So, wow, good homie. You know what? Because there really no damn sense. Because they're going to say they're going to close gyms and they're going to close eateries, but they demand to open schools in the morning. Like, come on, man. That makes no sense.
None at all. None at all. And get this. Florida man group. A good one intelligently speaks out against Florida man education commissioner who works for Florida man governor and wants to open all costs, saying, quote, they some dumbasses, it's gonna kill people. How about we kill them? Wow.
Damn. Well, he went a little extreme, but killing everyone, that's kind of extreme. But what's going on here, boss man? Why are the last two reports making common sense? I thought it was a Florida man.
I was shocked, Bone. I was gonna try to show you that there are some people in Florida who have sense. Maybe.
I'm blown away that these last two posts have about common sense and doing what's right. I need more Florida man news, man, of our usual stuff.
Well, here we go. Oh, Florida man in trouble because he may have infected Florida's top Republicans with coronavirus at a largely maskless Duval County event in Jacksonville.
Duval. Did we have a Jackson report last week?
We sure did.
Duval. You know, because nothing goes on down in Duval. So, I mean, you know, Jacksonville is one of the largest, corniest cities in America. No offense, Jacksonville, but, you know, I'm just calling how I see it. So, yeah, ain't nothing really going on in Duval. So, about time you have, you know, some excitement going on.
Exactly. Florida man arrested with a missing scalp. Oh, my God. Tries to rob truck driver, gets tackled, cuts off his penis, and gets tied up until police arrive.
Now he has no scalp and no Johnson?
Yes!
First of all, how do you get no scalp? Like, how does that happen? How do you go about doing that?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
Like, do you do it to himself? Because if I get like a cut on my face shaving, I'm like, that hurts. I can't imagine digging deep into your scalp and peeling back yourself, man. It's like your own wig. That makes no sense, man.
Yeah, he had no scalp at all. Like, it looks scary. Looks scary. Oh, my God. Uh-oh. Our man's back. Florida man governor accused by the Grim Reaper on Miami Beach, the one known just as the Grim Reaper every week, of trying to kill children and ignoring doctor's advice at the behest of his boo thing, Donald Trump.
I'm always intrigued by the Reaper guy. Because Reapers usually wear like those giant heavy cloaks and usually are black. Like, you're already on the hot stand in the Florida sun. I'm intrigued. How good is this dude's stamina? Because first of all, you're going to be out there in the heat, out in the Rona area with all that frost on you, right? Now you're out there in the midst of Rona. You're down over down there by ground zero. So I wonder how Reaper's still alive, man.
I don't know. I guess he's blessed, but my man, the real Reaper probably come to see you in your all black cloak.
Exactly.
Oh my goodness. Oh, here we go. Florida man arrested after exposing himself to a woman, drinking coffee at her condo. She doesn't respond to his ultra to top him off. He cuts his mouth.
So he's saying, like, you don't want it, I don't want it either.
Yeah.
I'll store her. I'll store her. If you want my penis, I'm going to cut it off. And I'm gonna hold up the trophy. Like, but, did they get it like stuffed and put it on a mantle? Like, what's the point of this?
Okay, that's my point about Florida, man. Why are you carrying instruments in your pocket that can cut off your own Johnson at all times?
Yeah. And how high are you to do it? While, because the first incision must feel like death. So to carry on and continue with the task at hand, literally at hand. That must be, come on, man. That must be
hurtful.
You gotta be high.
Sky high. This thought scares me. Oh, my goodness. Oh, goodness gracious. Naked, sweating Ocala, Florida man nabbed on DUI charge after running stop sign on a rotting mower.
Of course. But I wasn't even thinking he was going to be in a car. I knew off the bat this dude's not going to be in the car. I knew from jump he's going to be on a lawnmower, some old John Deere instrument. I knew it. I didn't have to hear the whole thing. He said, naked man in the middle of the street. I knew he was already on a lawnmower. That's perfect.
Oh, goodness gracious. Florida woman calls black woman a good little slave over wearing a mask.
I heard about that, man. I actually saw the headline, and I just skipped through it because I didn't want to get angry anymore, man. Because I know sister had great restraint, man. Let me just tell you, she had great restraint because old Karen would have been put on her teacher, man.
Exactly. Get this. Florida man lights Catholic church on fire with three parishioners inside because the priest tried to touch his girlfriend.
The priest probably saw a nice round one, right? That's usually how it happens, right? Priest saw a nice round one, wanted to touch it, right?
Mm-hmm, probably.
Man of God. He's a good guard, he saw that, probably. It usually happens in a Walmart, so happening now in the temples and of worship, man, these cats don't play around when it's a nice big round one.
Exactly. Florida man banned from Publix after highly irate confrontation over needing to wear a mask in the sub line and the deli.
You fool, man. No, I got that last week, man. Let's just keep going like a cartoon, yo, and get those giant saws like Bugs Bunny at Acme and just saw off the stage. Y'all are dying by the bunches every day because of no masks. And y'all continue to fight this, saying, it's my country, it's America. I don't need a mask. Well, fool, when your chest starts to get all clogged up and you start having trouble breathing, you're going to be begging for that mask, man. Y'all some fools.
Exactly. Florida man and three sons sold a toxic solution of tens of thousands of people as a cure for COVID-19. Says, quote, this was happening out.
Is that the Trump cocktail?
I think it is.
They concocted it. You know what? Natural selection. For all you fools who want to drink chlorine and drink bleach and think it's a cure, by all means. I mean, I'm not saying to do it, but if you want to do it, if you're that dumb enough to do it, then by all means, natural selection, let's weed y'all fools out.
Oh, my God. Florida men arrested after driving car into occupied church, setting on fire, leading cops on a high-speed chase while naked listening to Keith Sweat.
Oh. So he's a Vario?
No, he's not. He's Latino.
Wow. Oh, okay. Well, that's kind of adjacent. I mean, because I heard Keith Sweat, and I immediately thought he's a Vario, because I don't know anyone that's not ever ill guy listening to Keith Sweat like that. But okay, listen to Keith Sweat, drive that car in a Ford church. I mean, that's like a Tuesday in Florida, right? I mean, that's just a normal day, right?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Man, oh, man. Ooh-wee. Florida man arrested on charge of using coronavirus aid for Medicare fraud, totaling over $5 million, and buying porno at the porn dealership called the Florida Porno Express.
You tried to buy porn?
Yes. He tried to buy the whole porn store.
So he's like committing, like, he's committing, so he stole money to buy porn?
Yes.
Don't these fools know that porn's free now? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I heard the grapevine that pornography is free now these days. So, so what's the point of committing larceny and then just, I don't make any sense, man.
Oh my god. Oh, this story is funny. Florida man hospitalized after a non-frozen iguana runs into the bike causing a crash.
It's a lie. You fools don't know yet. I'm up here in Jersey. Even I know that those things are not dead, dead. They're in a dormant state. They're sleeping. They are not dead, suckers. Y'all don't get it yet?
They don't. They don't. Oh, my God. This story is it's pathetic. Florida man. Stone Cold stuns volunteers asking for COVID aid for their nursing home.
Are he stunning old folks?
They were young volunteers. He Stone Cold stunned them, saying they were faking, they were weenies, and it was a hoax.
So his favorite weapon is a Stone Cold stunner, huh? That was the weapon of choice. It wasn't throw the hands up. It was just kick a dude in the belly and then get a Stone Cold stunner, huh?
Exactly. I'm trying to raise money for COVID-19 relief for nursing home. Like, seriously, dude?
Yeah. Yeah. That man, he had it on meth, man. He was on meth, and he thought he was at WrestleMania, and he was fighting The Rock, and he's like, you know, I'm going to get that guy a Stone Cold stunner.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh. Florida man arrested the Pedigreen Uber Eats driver who did not leave his order when he told him to leave in the Uber Eats app.
So what do you want the food? What do you want? On the porch? Is on a back door? Well, I don't know.
The back the door, but he put it on the front door.
Does that deserve a pedigree?
Yes, obviously.
I want to know how weak was this Uber Eats driver, man, because the pedigree is an intricate kind of move where you got kick guy in the belly, then get his arms, you know, behind his back. So it takes a lot of strength and power to get that move put on somebody. So how weak was this Uber Eats driver, man? That's on him.
Very, very weak. Oh, my goodness. This is one of our ill bone. Florida woman arrested for smuggling cocaine in her box on a flight from Orlando to Miami. Why could you just drive it? You could have drove that, lady.
Yeah. First of all, yeah, you're right about that. And that's one expensive box. Plus a lot of, that's a lot of dollars up there, man.
Jesus. that was a drive.
Why can't you just drive? Yeah, I don't understand that. I'm not telling anyone how to do their job, but I would think driving is a little easier, more convenient.
Yes. Florida man convinces town mayor to let him spray the town with hydrogen peroxide to kill COVID-19. And he also let him spray bleach as well. Who did that sound like, Bone?
Yeah. He must have been watching the commercial late at night and saw the Trump ad come up. Hydrogen peroxide and bleach near you. Just spray this and we'll all be cured. Was he like one of those top duster planes, or he had a hose and just spray it? I want to know more about this.
He had one of them big old like a street sweeper almost, but the big boy was spraying out the peroxide and the bleach. He had peroxide and bleach right behind him.
I can just see this dude in those big old Dodge dump trucks on the Zamboni and just driving down the street just spraying people. I can see it. That's so Florida.
Yes. this is also Florida. Florida man taking risk by singing and reading to relax gators during the pandemic. They're gators. They can't read or write. Why are you singing and reading to them?
So he's reading like a lullaby to alligators, I guess, to appease them, to soothe them. Because they say, like, you know, super savage beasts usually music, but I guess he should read like one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish to an alligator, and it might actually appease the alligator, huh?
Yeah, he'll be eating real soon.
Yeah, cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Idiot Florida man governor says we can open Home Depot, we can open schools too.
Yeah, because it makes total sense because Home Depot is open, you can have your young children, you know, who aren't as strong as far as immune systems go into a school where the germs are all in the air. It makes sense, you know what? Because kids never cough and sneeze each other at all in school. It never happens.
Exactly. Florida man and Miami cop arrested and charged for chasing a pregnant woman on her stomach and lying on the police report about it, saying she attacked
him. She attacked them. They said that a pregnant woman attacked them.
Mm-hmm.
So their only recourse was to tase on the belly, right?
Yes.
So what is the pregnant woman and what ilk is she?
Ours.
Of course. And the officer, the coward, is what?
Not us.
Yeah, of course. Because you know what? Nothing scarier than a pregnant sister, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Cowards out here, man.
Yes. Naked fleeing Florida man arrested and tased after a bedroom brawl with girlfriend and him hitting her with a rock bottom because she wouldn't top him off.
So do you think, like, by giving a rock bottom that she would acquiesce? You know what? I'm going to do this for you because that rock bottom is so good. They haven't loved me. What is your end game, brother? If you're going to rock bottom a woman, she's not coming back in seconds, man. That's a wrap for you.
Oh, my goodness. These people in Florida. My goodness gracious. And final story of the day, Bone, is this. Florida man arrested after breaking into home with a steel chair and bat, trying to get his girlfriend and baby back after being caught cheating with a woman off Instagram in a stolen truck.
He broke into the house with a steel chair and a bat?
Yes, it's to get his baby and girlfriend back after she called him messing with an Instagram woman in a stolen truck.
You got Instagram, man. You got to stay off that, people. And, man, no joke, man. There's no place to be for young, horny men after they get caught up, man. But he walked in the house with a steel chair and a bat like he was going through a hardcore Holly match.
Exactly. I'll tell you what.
You don't know hardcore?
Yes, I remember. Florida men are very interesting, I see.
Yeah. Yes, they are. Well, you know that your boy Capito ruled it wrestling as like essential business down in Florida. So yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, the COVID governor. Yeah, yeah, because
they're wrestling.
So these Florida men must watch Raw with SmackDown every week.
Oh, they watch it. They DVR it. You kidding me? They DVR it. They watch it. And they watch that wrestling. It's real me, still, brother. It's real to me. Oh, yeah. They're still watching that.
Because, I mean, think about it. We've heard the pedigree this week. A spear. A rock bottom. A steel chair. And a bat. Like.
The stunners. Yeah. I mean, wrestling is probably the second biggest sport after football, right? I mean, it's like God, football, and wrestling down there, huh?
And NASCAR.
And NASCAR, hey, of course.
And being naked and with iguanas, myth, and
being naked on a John Deere.
And cutting off your Johnson as well.
They should have that as a sport down in Florida, a naked John Deere race. I ain't watching it, but I'm sure people would down there.
Yes. So, Bone, what are your thoughts on this report, my brother?
Well, I like them deep. Cut off her own junk out of spite to show the female that's not going to service them anymore. I'll show you. If you don't service me, I'm going to cut it off so that no one can have it. That always gets me. That always makes the whole sense to me in the most smart way.
Yes. And, you know, and of course, the women will be naked this week as well. Like, and today, Bone, for the first time probably ever, we've had two Florida men with sense.
Yeah, but that was kind of a downer though. That almost killed my high, because usually this is just equipped with all guys. We had two gentlemen. It made sense, and it kind of killed my buzz at first.
Yeah. Well, I won't do that to you next week, but I'll make sure we don't have any sensible Florida men at all anymore. I'll make sure of that.
Yeah, please, Florida man, keep doing you. Don't make any sense. So you kind of ruined our segment that way. This is about Florida Man nonsensical news. So you can't make sense on Florida Man news. And I'm pretty sure that if I ever get on the beat of an NFL team again, I'm pretty sure that I'm banned in Jacksonville. I'm pretty sure I am.
Or Tampa. Or Miami.
Yeah. Tampa, Jacksonville, Miami. I'm pretty sure I'm banned from those cities. I'm probably banned from all the teams in Florida. I'm probably going to listen. I'm getting banned.
And probably Green Bay, too, because of a certain guy with a beard who might try to keep you from Green Bay.
Yeah, the guy with the patchy beard, he'll probably call the Packers and they have him blocked the gate. Probably so.
He'll try to get you banned. Like, he's going to get me banned from Pfizer form as well. Like, really?
I mean, it's not his sport. It's not his team. But somehow, some way, he'll probably get me banned from for Lambeau Field. But you know what? I will bring the anti-bud. I will bring Nick Nurse as my companion, and I'll get right in there. But it's just on him.
Yeah, because Nick Nurse doesn't choke. Other people I know.
Yeah, exactly. Nick Nurse is the anti-bud, so I can get in with him.
And speaking of Nick Nurse, their team came to the bubble in a Black Lives Matter bus.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't happening in Milwaukee. That wasn't happening with that coach and that city. But that city is so segregated, it was not going to happen in that city.
So, most definitely. Well, folks, that's the Boss Report this week. Boss and Bone, check us out. BossManShow.com. And we're on YouTube now as well. We may have some more on YouTube down the road for you folks, but check us out. I love it. I love your commentary on the Boss Report. We keep it coming for you. We are out.
And if you don't know, now you know.
Hip-hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh, bringing you 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip-hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, illstreetrex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today, True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who was that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.